is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
Gutchek win for the Yankees. Season on the line. They get big performances and some that won't even show up in the box score. It is Savages in the Box. 5-1. Yankees win game four over the Rays in the ALDS. And now they have game five later on tonight. And it will be Gerrit Cole on the mound. First time in his career on 3 days rest against Tyler Glasnow on 2 days rest, who threw 93 pitches in game two. But the Rays will turn to him. You would expect more so as an opener than anything else. But he will get the ball ahead of Blake Snell, who you'd expect to be right behind him. We'll get more to that in just a few minutes. I'm going to lay off the post-game sound tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. We had a lot of it on our post-game show on 98.7 ESPN. And I've got later on today filling in for Mr. Hahn on Bart and Hahn at 11 a.m. So not a lot of time to get a lot of the production together for you. But let's share some thoughts. What a job by Jordan Montgomery, number one. More than you could ever have asked for, Jordan Montgomery gave you a chance. And that's all you needed. You needed a chance. And Jordan Montgomery gave you four innings. And I thought the single biggest out of the game that he got was getting a Rosarena with first and third and two out in the third inning. They load the bases, do the Rays, in that third inning. He's throwing the ball in the dirt. We'll get to that in a second. And he's able to get a Rosarena out to end the inning and limit the Rays to just one run. And then in the fourth inning, gets in some trouble, but still navigates his way through that. Two on, two out, gets out of it as well. Montgomery was not going to be brilliant tonight. This is not what the guy is. But to give you a chance over the first four innings and not let this get away from you, I thought that was a spectacular job by him. Four innings, three hits, one run. He did walk three, struck out four. He was very, very good. And he was able to get it to the middle innings where, frankly, I thought the Yankees got a lot more out of their bullpen than I expected to. And that a lot more was five hitless innings from the combination of Chad Green, Zach Britton, and Aroldis Chapman. Five hitless innings, one base runner. Wow. Few things there. Number one, Green, having been up and down twice before in the third and fourth inning, having pitched the night before, having pitched in game one, I will tell you that I was very concerned that Green entering the game in the fifth inning, the fact that he has not been particularly sharp in the postseason, that was a dicey proposition. And Chad Green stepped up in a monstrous way. No way I thought you were getting two innings out of him, but he was terrific. And even his last out, which was a liner to deep center, thank God for that marine overcast clouds that rolled in, or that marine cover, as they call it. Whatever it was that let the ball die down a little bit and not travel quite as much, that played a role there because that ball was hit hard. Doesn't matter. Chad Green with two perfect innings. Zach Britton was terrific in an inning and two-thirds. And Aroldis Chapman, I know a lot of people raise the eyebrow at Boone going to Chapman in the eighth inning in that spot. I actually didn't have a problem with it. He came in, has one walk. It was the only base runner of those five innings and ends up getting out of it and ends up shutting the door in the ninth. I didn't have a problem with it. And even in hindsight, if the Yankees had been able to add on more, I don't think you would have seen him in the ninth inning. But I also think it would have been a good thing that he had gotten some work in before game five, having not pitched in this series at all. Okay, let's back up for a second. Again, sticking with the pitching. First thing that Jordan Montgomery did was take Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, dorks in the basement, whoever else is involved in the decision-making of game two, off the hot seat for the moment. Because if the Yankees lose this series in four games, they're getting absolutely destroyed. And look, if they lose later on tonight, they're going to get destroyed for it as well. Maybe not to the same level, but they will. And that will just be on them. They'll have to wear that. But if Montgomery ends up being the difference in the Yankees actually moving forward and advancing, somebody owes the man a steak dinner, because that performance bailed them out in a big way. You can't tell me any one of them, anybody at all, felt particularly good about Montgomery with the season on the line. And understandably so. Not that Montgomery was going to be terrible, but you were just hoping he was going to be able to keep you in the game. And he did that, and even, frankly, a little bit more. So he took their asses squarely off that hot seat for the moment. So if they end up moving on, don't forget that, Cash, Booney, Dorks. Don't forget about that. Number two, the fact that the bullpen did what it did, that Boone put that faith in Green. Boy, that was asking a lot. You know, I talked about this a second ago, but think about that for a second. He hasn't been good. He, in the postseason, he really hasn't been good. Even in the Indian series, he gave up like three hits in an inning in the third. I don't think he gave up a run, but he just hasn't been that sharp. And to ask him to do it in that spot is just showing that I am not backing off my relievers if they're struggling at the moment. I talked quite a bit yesterday on the podcast and with Don and Peter on the Michael Kay Show late in the show, that if the Yankees were in that very situation, I would have trouble not asking Gerrit Cole to go in there and give me a couple of innings, because I need to get to game five. To have that faith in him and to have it rewarded like that, wow. Now, Boone said after the game that likely everybody would be available for game five if need be. Green is the one that you'd have to look at. With all the warming up, the dry humping, as Mickey Callaway used to call it, having pitched as much as he has games 1, 3, and 4 in this series, and, you know, pitch count in the 20s on Thursday night, it might be asking a bit much for Green. Everybody else should be just fine to go, with maybe the exception of Montgomery. More importantly, though, Cole now is your guy. And there was never a doubt that Cole was going to pitch on 3 days rest. And I love what Cole said during the post-game news conference. It's asinine questions, and they're from Joel Sherman, which I'm surprised by, frankly. There were questions coming to Boone and to Cole about when he knew for sure that he was going to be pitching game five. And Cole said, nobody needed to tell me that. In other words, I know what I am here, okay? I'm taking the baseball. The guy understands every bit of what it means to be here in this situation and be the guy for $324 million, and this is the situation they got him for. So he's ready to shoulder the burden later on tonight. Now, just off the top of my head here, we're going a little bit of train of thought. I have to go back, and it's a crime that in the first 8 minutes I haven't mentioned Kyle Higashioka. The Yankees don't win the game without Kyle Higashioka behind the plate. That's all there is to it. If Gary Sanchez is catching game four, the Yankees lose. I feel for Sanchez when I say something like that, but with the job that he did in that third inning, blocking balls left and right, saving runs, at least 2 runs score, because we all know that if Sanchez is catching in that spot, that he is at some point turning his glove the wrong way, backhanding it, and the ball is getting to the backstop. It's happening. We've seen it too often. There have been plenty of opportunities for that to change. It hasn't changed. Higashioka saved the Yankees' asses. And it just put another exclamation point on the idea that Sanchez is not going to be here next year. You've had enough chances at this point. We know what the power is. That should not kill his value altogether. But the Yankees are just going to have to own the fact moving forward that they're not going to get a ton of superstars in return for Gary Sanchez anymore. Those days have sailed away. and give them credit for finally realizing that and not screwing around with it in these playoffs and playing the better catcher right now. And that's what Higashioka is. He has not killed them offensively, and that's the biggest reason, paired with his exceptional defense. But the fact that he has not turned into an offensive liability has really driven home the point that he needs to play. And his play in particular will not show up in the box score outside of the hitting, but if he doesn't make those plays in the third inning, Yankees lose the game. I absolutely believe that. Offensively, good to see Voit get back involved. He's obviously been hurting with this foot. I mean, you almost hurt when you watch him round the bases on a home run with the limp that he has with this plantar fasciitis. It was a gutty performance on his part. But, you know, seeing Luke Voit hit a home run, I think gave the Yankees a little boost early. You know, okay, they only scored one run in the third inning when they could have tacked on more. And that was because of Judge. We'll get to that in a second. But I think that was a little emotional lift for the Yankees because it's impossible not to like Luke Voit. It really is. You hear the guy talk post-game. He's talking about how he's been dreadful this series. You have to really like this guy. He's improved his defense immensely. The double play he turned in the first inning was fantastic. He's lost weight. Like, this is a guy that you recognize does the right things to improve his game as a player. He really does. I mean, you came into this season with big questions still abounding about him, even though you had seen some offensive prowess, and he has more than answered them, and even went into this slide here in the postseason, but snaps out of it in the biggest spot of them all, getting them going in an elimination game. You see how hard the guy works. Like, that's apparent. With the weight loss, with the improved defense, look, he's not Keith Hernandez over there. He's not Mattingly, more appropriately. But he is still more than serviceable right now. And he is somebody that, that's one that Brian Cashman will always be able to look back on with a big smile as far as making a deal and getting somebody for nothing. The fact that he has solidified the corners of his infield with him and Urshela, and I know we've talked about this 100 times, but it still bears repeating. He did it for nothing. Did it for absolutely nothing. Jason Shreve and $25,000. Think about that for a second. Remarkable. Gleyber Torres later on. And the one thing I worry about later on today, Gleyber homered. That's great. And you know, I picked up a couple of bucks there too, by the way, plus 480 on FanDuel, if you were curious. Anyway. Gleyber homers in the game to add the extra little padding to make it a 4-1 game. But the ball that he hit off of his calf, I wonder what that's going to look like in the training room this afternoon. I mean, Gleyber is going to spend some real time there. That is going to hurt like a son of a gun. It really is. And so when I say I wonder about it, yeah, they'll be able to do some things with it. You know, I'm sure they'll massage and do everything they can, but I wonder about him defensively a little bit in this game five, because, you know, it always comes down to one or two plays that end up winning the game for you or killing you. I'm not saying you take him out of the lineup. Of course not. He has, under the radar, been very good offensively in the postseason. However, I worry about that aspect a little bit. Is that going to hamper him getting to a ball that normally he might have gotten to? He's not Ozzie Smith, but maybe he gets slowed down even a little bit more than usual. So keep an eye on that. So finally, here we are, just down to a game five later on tonight. It's why Gerrit Cole is here, as we discussed, and it'll be Glasnow and probably Snell behind him for the Rays. And if the Yankees can advance, game one would be on Sunday of the ALCS against the Houston Astros. I know you want to think about that game and that series more importantly, but let's get there first. What would be interesting is who the game one starter would be. My bet would be Garcia if he does not pitch later on tonight. I don't think they'd go to Tanaka on short rest. They might even go Jay Happ in game one, believe it or not. That could definitely happen, so to speak. Worry about that when we get there. Enjoy game five later on tonight. I'm on with Bart in the midday today from 11 to 1 on 98.7 ESPN. Carlin out.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.